Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.
Welcome to The Word, Scripture Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Our Sunday reflections are written by Jamie L. Waters. Answer the Call. A reflection for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, January 24th, 2021. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. Today's readings build on last Sunday's texts about callings. The first reading and the gospel reveal the power of accepting one's calling, as it can lead to the conversion of others. The first reading from Jonah describes the prophet delivering a message of condemnation against the people of Nineveh and Assyria. Upon hearing the warning, the people changed their ways, repenting of their sins and fasting. Moved by their acts of contrition, God does not destroy the Ninevites. The narrative reveals the power of change, and it also reveals the importance of accepting one's calling. Earlier, the prophet had refused his calling. When told to travel to Nineveh, Jonah instead boarded a ship heading in the opposite direction. Only after a tumultuous journey does he reluctantly prophesy to the Ninevites. And yet his short prophecy has a major impact. Last week, we read the calling of the disciples according to John. Today, we hear Mark's account, and there are notable differences in the traditions. John's account has John the Baptist present, but Mark says that John had already been arrested. John says Andrew, an unnamed disciple, and Simon Peter were called first. Mark similarly has Andrew and Peter followed by brothers James and John. Unlike John's account, in Mark the disciples are at work, fishing or mending nets, and Jesus invites them to embark on a new vocation, to be fishers for people. Jesus calls the disciples so that they can call others. The gospel reminds us to think carefully about our vocation. As the disciples were called while on the job, the gospel could encourage us to broaden our idea of what we should be doing and how we influence our community. A vocation might be one's career, or it could be broadly understood as one's purpose. While career and vocation may have closer overlap for some than for others, all of us are called to find ways to live lives filled with meaning for ourselves and others. In light of the past two Sundays' readings, this is an excellent opportunity for reflection and discernment of ways to live out one's purpose. While the second reading is not a tight thematic fit with the others, it has some language that calls for careful contextualization. Paul writes to the Corinthian community about turbulent times, and he considered the return of Christ, the end of days, and final judgment to be imminent. For that reason, he encourages the community not to worry about things like marriage, mourning, joy, or possessions, because soon all things would end. Paul's rhetoric, saying, "Let those who have wives act as not having them," ought not to be interpreted as some invitation to disregard, denigrate, or be unfaithful to wives or partners generally. Instead, Paul simply wants people to focus on the most pressing issues of the day. As you pray with this Sunday's readings, we encourage you to ask these questions. Like Jonah, are you avoiding your calling? How can you live a life in service to others? Have you taken time to discern your vocation? The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Written versions of these reflections are available online at americamagazine.org/theword. To receive the Word e-newsletter each Wednesday, visit americamagazine.org/word-newsletter. That's Word newsletter, all one word. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.